I know you're busy. I thought I'd leave you a quick message. It's storming, so you know that always makes me want to cuddle. A dog jumped in the bed, so she thinks it's time to cuddle. But I'll kick her out when I'm done leaving a message because she just gets whiny. Just wanted to say hi and that I miss you. I wish you were the one cuddling me. Wish you had your arms wrapped around me and your hands in my hair. You probably wouldn't move around as much as she does. Sometimes big dogs make for good big spoons, but not usually. See, I bet you just got home from work. You're getting something to eat. Oh, there she goes. And see, doesn't that sound great? So you're either. I wonder if it's raining there. You're either going to get food, or if it's raining, you're gonna go peruse the kitchen and see what you can have. Hey, what are you doing? It's okay. I won't get much sleep tonight. She's a mess. I hope you get some sleep tonight. You don't have dogs, so. You don't have to worry about them pacing. Cats don't have the same storm anxiety. Could give two fucks. Well, don't even think my scaredy cat is afraid. They just curl up and weather the storm, I guess. But for some reason, this dog You're okay. Come here. Okay. She's protecting me from There you go, lay down. You've seen her do that thing where she puts puts her back to me. Has her ears all perked up. She's on, head's on a swivel. Like she's protecting me from everything. We don't deserve dogs. Come here, you're okay. Yeah, there you go. There you go. There you go. You're okay. Yeah. She's got her thunder jacket on. Around all her fur. A good girl. You're okay. You're all right. You're okay. What you looking at, huh? What you looking at? She's all leaned up against the bed, looking around. It's weird because she gets all upset. As the rain hits the skylight in the bathroom. But then she like wants to go be in the bathroom where the rain is louder. Like she wants to keep an eye on it or something. Like she's worried it's gonna come through or something. I'm not really sure. I don't know. I don't know what dogs are thinking. I love the, like the little cartoons, like that, you know, caption whatever the dog's thinking. Like the drawn cartoons, not like animated show cartoons. I don't usually like that, whatever. There you go. She laid down. Well, it was funny. This one time, on the radio, I heard, she was interviewing a dog behavioralist. And it was funny because she was saying how she doesn't like it when people like anthropomorphize dogs like in movies and stuff. And she's like, I know I'm like the, you know, buzzkill of the party or whatever. It was really funny because, you know, she was talking about how people should appreciate dog behavior for its own sake and not try to make it like human behavior. And it was just really, I don't know. It was just funny because it was like, here's this, you know, top in her field professional, like apologizing for not like thinking the way everyone else thinks about what she knows the most about, which I thought was like a really interesting, I don't know, thing, but, yeah, I don't know what I was talking about. She's laying down, but she doesn't have her head down yet, so any moment, I'm expecting her to jump back up and start pacing again. But I guess because the rain's calmed down a little, she's calmed down a little. I was supposed to be leaving you a sweet I miss you voicemail, and I got hijacked by the dog. But maybe I'll leave another one later. I hope it calmed you down a bit anyway. Like it calmed her down. I know you've been really anxious about work lately, so I hope you have a good night.